The Cross of Christ by H. A. Ironside, in the public domain, read by Dale McConaughey. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I was determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 2:1-5. The second verse is that upon which I especially wish to base my remarks, for I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. There are those who have taught that the Apostle Paul, in using these words, had in mind his address on Mars Hill in Athens, where, according to some, he had departed a little from this specific message, but that, disheartened over the result, in going to Corinth, he had changed his program, and he was determined henceforth to know nothing save Jesus Christ and him crucified. They may be right, but personally, I see no reason to believe they are correct. It seems to me that he is setting forth here that which had been the sum and substance of all his preaching from the time that God first saved him. He tells us how he sought to be made all things to all men, if by any means he might save some. When he addressed the Jews as a Jew that he might gain the Jews, still he knew nothing among them but Jesus Christ and him crucified. When to the Greeks he became a Greek in order that he might gain the Greeks, he knew nothing among them save Jesus Christ.